This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. We're talking about sound and how we interact with it. Our next story is about a disorder where everyday noises become unbearable. Dan Latou has more.
Jared Calkin lives with a hearing condition called hyperacusis. It's rare, and it makes him really sensitive to noise. Everyday sounds become painfully loud. If Jared walks by a dog barking, it feels like a siren blasting in his ear. He has to plan his life around noise.
During the first few years, I wouldn't go somewhere to meet someone if I hadn't been there before and knew what the noise level was like.
Jared lives in New York City, and getting around looks a little different. He wears earplugs, protecting his hearing from sounds that you and I might brush off. Let's say you need to walk a few blocks up the street. You would most likely just walk a straight line, but Jared sees the map differently.
That's a street corner where, you know, there's a subway station underneath it, and for whatever reason, the screeching of the brakes is particularly bad on that corner. So you will just cross the street before you get to that junction, and you'll go up to the next street, and you'll walk along.
Instead of walking in a straight line, Jared is zigzagging.
Or if there are, you know, if there's like an outdoor restaurant with a bunch of, you know, that there are drunk people outside that bar always making a lot of noise, you just walk around the block to make sure that you can kind of skip that whole experience.
Of course, some loud noises just sneak up on him.
Garbage trucks or, of course, sirens, everyone's favorite. And in those moments, you just stop and, you know, with your in-ear devices on or your headphones, your hands are over your ears, or you try and get off the street or like speed up walking or run to kind of change your sound environment.
Noise controls Jared's entire schedule. He works at a product launch agency and used to get to the office early just to have 2 hours of quiet before anyone else arrived. He'd leave early to beat the sounds of rush hour. He'd run 10 miles at the gym before dawn just to exhaust himself enough to sleep through noises at night. But in March 2020, during the early days of the pandemic, the streets were no longer the enemy.
So interesting to see the city change, you know, overnight, kind of, and have the totally different auditory map for the city, and being able to go outside and kind of cautiously experience New York in a very, very different way.
Many people noticed the absence of noise during the beginning of the pandemic. And maybe it was a bit of a wake-up call in terms of how loud life can be most of the time. We're not all going to develop Jared sensitivity, but he's tuned in to just how dangerous noise can be. On average, 1 in 8 Americans will lose their hearing in both ears.
There is huge chunks of our population that don't even recognize noise exposure as an issue at all.
This is Lauren Smith. She's a public health researcher at the University of Michigan who studies sound.
It's just an expected exposure that we go through life with, and there's nothing you can really do about it. And I don't think they really recognize the long-term effects.
She's working on the Apple Hearing Study, a partnership with the tech giant since 2019. Through iPhones and Apple Watches, they've been collecting data about noise environments for thousands of participants across the country. When the pandemic began, Lauren and her team noticed something.
Across all states, however, we saw that March 13th and March 14th were the day in which noise levels dropped pretty significantly.
It was unheard of. A nationwide drop in the average sound environment.
On average, if you look at the post drop compared to the baseline period, we saw about a 3 decibel reduction in noise.
3 decibels is actually a pretty big deal. The Environmental Protection Agency puts the safe level of sound at 70 decibels, and this drop brought participants closer to that threshold. 70 decibels is a loud dishwasher. But average city traffic, 80 decibels. A subway braking, a motorcycle engine revving, that's 90 decibels. The headphone volume on an iPhone at full blast, 100 decibels. Our hearing depends on hair cells inside our ears. Exposure over and over again to high decibel sounds will cause those hair cells to literally die. Sounds at 90 decibels can cause permanent damage after 2 hours. For 100 decibels, it's just 15 minutes. Anything above 120 decibels, like jackhammers and loud sirens, can cause immediate damage. Sound and hearing experts often call this noise pollution. And Lauren says it can have broad impacts on health.
Beyond hearing loss, recent studies have started to associate noise exposure with other detrimental health outcomes like cardiovascular disease and hypertension.
It's an issue that advocates have been raising the alarm about for years. Monica Hammer is an environmental public health lawyer. She began advocating for noise pollution policy as a legislative aide to the Chicago City Council.
You know, just like people didn't care about water pollution until a river was on fire. People didn't care about air pollution until you couldn't see the sky in LA. You know, we're just kind of reaching that threshold with noise.
Monica sees a number of solutions. At the federal level, noise could be included on more environmental impact statements, essentially treating noise pollution like other pollutions. At a city level, garbage trucks could be retrofitted to be quieter, and sirens could be designed to still alert people, but at safer decibels. So rather than accepting our loud lives in full swing, there might be a lesson from those quieter days of the pandemic. When we notice the everyday noises around us, maybe we should question how loud they should be.
That story was reported by Dan Latou.